From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq, a column of U.S. troops, backed by tanks and artillery, deployed on the outskirts of the Shiite holy city of Najaf today. The move positioned U.S. forces for a possible showdown with supporters of the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who continued to hold the center of Najaf. U.S. commanders said yesterday their troops have been ordered to capture or kill Sadr. But members of Iraq's governing council and top Shiite clergymen are negotiating with the cleric in hopes of avoiding a confrontation.
Also today, a U.S. transport helicopter was shot down by ground fire east of the embattled city of Fallujah. All three crew members were rescued, and the military reported that a Marine was killed by mortar fire in Fallujah. Meanwhile, a French journalist was taken hostage near Baghdad today. He was the latest victim in a spate of kidnappings over the past week.
But the main focus of U.S. commanders was on Najaf. NPR's Philip Reeves visited the holy city today.
You can't see the occupation forces in Najaf, but you can hear their warplanes overhead. What you can see, though, are the militiamen of Muqtada al-Sadr. They lounge on the pavements around the center's domed shrine, one of the Shia's holiest places. They have their Kalashnikovs at hand, their knives tucked into their belts. The gunmen gather in a narrow alleyway outside the doorway of Najaf's tumble-down religious court. They seem remarkably relaxed, given what U.S. officials are saying about them. U.S. General Mark Kimmett.
Currently, we see a significant threat in the vicinity of Najaf by the name of Muqtada al-Sadr and his militia. And we will get the forces to the place and the time, at the time when it is necessary, to go after him and his militia to end this violence.
The U.S. occupation authorities say they're determined to arrest Muqtada al-Sadr on a warrant alleging the murder of a rival cleric a year ago. They want to disband his militia, or if not, destroy it. But his militiamen and the black-robed clerics in Najaf today said they thought they had a deal, one brokered by the Najaf city police chief. Wamit al-Qureshi, a Sadr aide, says there's an agreement under which the arrest warrant is suspended. The occupation forces stay out of town, and the Sadr militia, known as the Mehdi Army, stay in, at least in the center.
No, the agreement is not that al-Mehdi Army should withdraw, no. The agreement is that they stay and provide security, especially for the holy shrines everywhere in Najaf. They are also in Kufa providing security not only for the holy shrines there, but to the city also, to the people.
But the occupation authorities don't appear to acknowledge this deal. The prospect of U.S. troops going into Najaf has caused deep alarm, particularly among Shiite leaders. The Shia's most influential cleric, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, reportedly issued a statement saying U.S. forces should stay away. And on the ground, Zaman al-Musawi, a former driver turned Sadr militiaman guarding the center of Najaf today, says Sadr's arrest would be disastrous.
Bremer and his agents will be obliged to kill, I don't say thousands, I would say millions of Iraqi people. We are standing here not to show off. We are here ready to die before anyone can touch the hair of Muqtada al-Sadr.
The gunmen around him unanimously agreed.
Yes.
Abbas Jalil, a 28-year-old militiaman, was assigned the task of escorting visiting journalists into Najaf Center this morning. U.S. officials characterize him and his fellow militiamen as an illegal mob. He wouldn't recognize that definition. Jalil says he had no other options beyond rallying to Sadr's cause.
I didn't see any party that is defending my right, neither the Americans nor Saddam nor the governing council. I graduated from the institution of teachers and no one employed me. Muqtada al-Sadr is the only one who is asking for the rights of the Iraqi people.
As Sadr's militiamen strolled around Najaf, U.S. soldiers were busy elsewhere. In Baghdad, Arabic TV showed pictures of them detaining Hassim al-Iraji, one of Sadr's representatives in the capital, and whisking him away in an armored car. He was released 2 hours later, but when the news of his arrest reached Najaf's TV sets, the mood became much more somber. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.